请我们大家翻到《使徒行传》。
Can we turn to the book of Acts?
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第八节
Verse 8.
我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？
How is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born?
我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在米索波达米、犹太、加巴多加、本都、亚西亚、弗吕加、庞菲利亚。
Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia.
埃及的人并靠近古里奈的吕比地亚、吕比亚一带 地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人。
Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes.
哥利底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongue speaking of the mighty deeds of God.
我们读这段圣经的目的是为着要解释更清楚，就是我们所说的这个八次满月变红下雪的第一个循环。
So we want to study these verses because we want to explain more clearly the first cycle.
因为我们讲的第一个循环的时候，有很多是跟地理、跟历史有关系。
Because when we talk about the first cycle, it has much to do with history and geography.
因为我们对圣经的地理不熟悉。
Because we don't know the geography of the Bible too well.
还有呢，我们对犹太人历史也不熟悉。
And we're not so clear about the Jewish history as well.
所以我们开始的时候需要有一点准备的工作。
So we have to have a little bit of equipping first.
所以好像跟主题没有关系，其实很有关系。
As if it's notNothing to do with the theme, but it does.
所以请大家稍微忍耐一下。
So be patient.
我们在这里所讲的乃是五旬节的故事。
So the story we read here is of the Pentecost.
然后呢，因为那个时候有很多人到耶路撒冷去过节。
Because at that time many had come to Israel, Jerusalem to.
我们知道在主升天以前。
So before the Lord ascended.
以色列曾经亡过一次。
The nation of Israel had already been deported once.
那我们记得呢，就是他怎样被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were actually deported to Babylon.
那后来呢，怎么样就被带回来。
And then they were brought back.
但是还是很多犹太人散居在全世界各地。
But then there were still many Jews that were dispersed around the earth.
所以到了五旬节，那个时候刚好他们，那一年刚好他们去过节。
So on Pentecost, they came to celebrate the feast.
他们当然主要是来庆祝月节的。
They came to celebrate the Passover.
那么就在还没有回去以前
，Before they returned home，
他们就发现耶路撒冷有个大的响声。
They discovered that in Jerusalem there was a strong noise.
所以这些人他们就聚在一起。
So they gathered together.
结果没有想到圣灵就降在他们中间。
They did not know, but that the Holy Spirit will come upon them.
那么他们就听见说很多的这些基督徒就讲起他们的乡谈来。
So then they heard all these Christians speaking in languages they understood from home.
所以这个时候你大概就知道犹太人那个时候是散居在什么地方。
So you know that how the Jews were dispersed at the time.
那为着帮助大家明白清楚。
So to help you understand more clearly.
那么大家都知道亚伯拉罕是经过幼发拉底河。
Now you know Abraham crossed the Euphrates.
他第一个渡过大河。
He was the one that first crossed the river.
所以他叫做希伯来人。
So he was called the Hebrew.
这个希伯来的意思就是渡过河的意思。
Hebrew means the one who crossed the river.
所以当我们读圣经永远要记得幼发拉底是一个很重要的界限。
So we always have to remember that Euphrates is an important boundary.
所以这条河呢很自然比当时的世界呢就分成两半。
So this river very naturally split the world of the time.
河西呢是罗马帝国。
West of the river is the Roman Empire.
所以我们普通讲的罗马帝国它最西边是到了大西洋。
So when we speak about the Roman Empire, the westmost part is the Atlantic.
到了东边就到了幼发拉底河。
To the east is the River Euphrates.
那过了幼发拉底河就是中东了。
Once you pass the Euphrates, it's the Middle East.
那一过到幼发拉底河。
Now once you pass the Euphrates,
这个罗马的势力就可以伸到这个河的东边来。
So then the Roman influence could go beyond the river.
那么罗马帝国很努力的试着希望能把它的版图一直推到 幼发拉底和以东去。
So the Romans they tried to push the territory beyond the Euphrates.
但为什么没有成功
？Why were they not successful？
那是因为我们历史不熟。
It's because we don't know our history.
如果我们历史熟的话
，If we know our history，
在主耶稣那个时候
，During the time of our Lord，
就是中国汉朝的时候。
During the Han Dynasty in China.
那么在中国汉朝的时候呢
？During the Han Dynasty.
那个时候，如果你读中亚的历史
，So if you study the story of Central Asia,
那你就知道说，那个时候原来在这个幼发拉底河的东边有一个很大的帝国。
So to the east of the Euphrates, there's a great empire.
那我们中国人称它做安息王国。
So us Chinese call him the peaceful king's empire.
那这个安息呢，其实音译不是意义，是按照音声音意思。
So it actually it's not translated peace. It's
因为
它 just the sound
它那个有一个王，他的名字就跟安息这个字很近。
Because there was a king whose name was similar to the Chinese in peace.
所以如果大家读中国历史的话
So if you study Chinese history,
我们多半都知道是大齐，我们就知道说有一个叫安息王国。
So we know that there was a peace empire.
但那个时候我们称呼罗马帝国叫大秦帝国。
So at that time, we called the Romans some other name in Chinese.
所以我们就知道说，在约幼发拉底河以西是罗马帝国。
So to the west of the River Euphrates, it was the Roman Empire.
那以东呢，就是安息王国。
To the east is the peaceful empire.
那安息王国简单的来说，他们多半都是波斯人的后裔。
They are the descendants of Persians.
所以简单的来说
Simply speaking,
就等于波斯帝国又重新抬头
As if the Persian Empire was restored.
那因为他们盘踞在整个幼发拉底河的东边
But because they lived towards the east of the Euphrates.
所以罗马人怎么样都过不去
So the Romans couldn't cross the river.
所以你可以看得出来那个时候幼发拉底河西跟东有两个世界。
So you see, there were two worlds to the west and east of the Euphrates.
所以圣经呢，先讲了东边的。
So the Bible first talks about the east.
然后才讲到西边的。
And then it talks about the west.
讲到幼发拉底河西边，就是今天我们所熟悉的罗马帝国。
To the west of the Euphrates, we know of the Roman Empire today.
那我们讲到西洋史的时候。
Now when we speak about Western history.
其实很多的历史是欧洲的历史。
Actually, much of the history is of the history of Europe.
而欧洲呢，其实就是古罗马帝国。
But Europe is nothing but the ancient Rome.
所以我们在这一段圣经里面
So in this portion of the Bible,
我们要学到一个词很重要
We have to learn of a word, a phrase very
important. 那就是第九节
And that's from verse 9.
我们帕提亚人
Parthians.
帕提亚人他们建立了一个王国叫帕提亚王国
So Parthians established an empire called the Parthian Empire.
而这个帕提亚王国呢就是安息王国
So the Parthian Empire is nothing but the peaceful empire.
那因为你把它换成帕提亚，我们就不认得了。
But when we translate it into Parthians, we don't understand.
但如果你读一点那个时候匈奴、蒙古人他们的历史，你一定会读到安息王国。
So if you study the Mongolian history, you will read about the peaceful empire.
所以这一段跟西洋史有点关系。
There's something to do with Western Empire.
所以我们就借着这段圣经让大家知道说。
So through this portion, we want to let everyone.
那个时候，有的人从帕提亚来。
So some people came from Parthia.
那帕提亚这个地区本来在哪里呢
？So where was the Parthian territory before?
应该是伊朗稍微东边一点。
It should be to the east of Iran.
那一大块的土地通通叫帕提亚。
That whole piece of land is called the Parthian land.
然后呢，他们慢慢的就往西征服。
And then they conquered towards the west.
他们就席卷了今天整个的伊朗。
And then they absorbed today's Iran.
在席卷了今天整个的伊拉克。
And then absorb today's Iraq.
那我想为着年轻的弟兄姊妹，我多说一点。
For the young people, I want to share a little bit more.
伊拉克的南部就是巴比伦。
So the south of Iraq is Babylon.
伊拉克的北部就是亚述。
The north of Iraq is Assyria.
伊朗的南部就是波斯。
The south of Iran is Persia.
伊朗的北部就是马代。
The north of Iran is the Medes.
那所以这样大概我们有一点概念。
So now we have an
impression. 那帕提亚人呢？原来那个地方呢？原来是还是 在伊朗还往东边一点。
So Parthian land is towards the east of Iran.
但是慢慢慢慢他们就统一那一带世界。
But now they started to conquer the world of the time.
所以后来就变成安息王国。
So it became the peaceful empire.
那安息王国的首都在哪里呢
？So this Parthian empire, where was its capital?
其实就是今天的巴格达。
It's Baghdad.
不过是巴格达的郊区往南边一点。
But it's a rural part of Baghdad, toward a little bit towards
the south. 那么等一等，我们给大家看那个。图片看 PowerPoint 的时候，你可以看到那个大概他们那个长得什么样子。
So when we show you the PowerPoint, you understand what they look like.
所以是很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
不要记，不要忘记。
Don't forget.
有一个叫帕提亚王国。
There was a Parthian Empire.
是和罗马帝国抗衡的。
And then they were in a direct conflict with the Roman
Empire. 那么讲到帕提亚的版图的时候。
Now we talk about the territory that the Parthians
had. 所以第一是帕提亚人。
It's Parthian.
马代人。
And the Medes.
马代就是伊朗的北部。
Medes is the north of Iran.
以兰人。
The Elamites.
就是波斯人。
Is the Persians.
就是波斯，就是伊朗的今天南部。
It's south of Iran.
还有米索波达米亚。
Residents of Mesopotamia.
那就是伊拉克。
That's Iraq.
然后慢慢的你就看就到了加巴刀加。
To Cappadocia.
那慢慢就到了小亚细亚。
Pontus and Asia.
所以清楚吧，慢慢从东边就往这边过来。
So from the east to the west.
那么然后呢，你看见有的人从罗马来。
And some people came from Rome.
从吕比亚来。
So from Libya.
吕比亚就是利比亚嘛。
Libya is Libya.
就是今天的北非所在的地方。
It's in North Africa.
所以大概呢，你就知道说那些人他们来过节，然后呢，他们听见了福音。
So they came to celebrate the feast. They heard the gospel.
所以他们就把福音送回去。
So then they brought back the gospel.
所以你能想象到早期福音传开的时候，大概它的版图是这样的版图。
So you can imagine that the early church history, early history was this is the geography.
因为很三千人得救了。
Because 3,000 people were saved.
他们都听见福音。
So they heard the gospel.
然后他们就回去。
So then they returned.
明白吗？所以讲到凡物公用的时候。
So when you talk about sharing everything,
特别是指出这些人过来过节的人。
We relate to these who celebrated the feast.
所以复兴的时候有这种情形。
So during the recovery.Revival, there was such a thing.
但是后来他们回去了。
But then they went home.
所以你现在你就知道说，凡物公用是在那个时候所发生的事。
So they shared everything in common. It occurred at that time.
所以那个不是教会的常态。
It's not the common state of the church.
所以到了后来。
Later on.
你看最早期是天天擘饼，对不对
？So in the beginning, it was breaking bread every day.
那么到了保罗的时候
，During the time of Paul,
每逢七日第一日
，The first day of the seven of the week.
当教会复兴的时候，天天擘饼。
When the church is in revival state, it's breaking bread every day.
这个跟那个时候的背景有关系。
It has to do with the background of the time.
所以呢，我现在大概给弟兄姊妹知道这么一回事。
So I just want to share this background with brothers
and sisters. 所以这是第一点要记得，帕提亚。
This is the first point, the Parthians.
那等一等，我们讲到第一个循环，我们也提到帕提亚。
So later on, we talk about the first cycle. We also talk about the
Parthians. 那我再讲帕提亚，就不用花很多时间。
So I don't have to spend a lot of time speaking, explaining the.
大家就会有概念。
Everybody has an impression.
所以这是第一个观念，希望大家能够记得。
So this is the first impression.
那第二件事呢？我们来看哥罗西书。
You look at Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
这里也是一个很重要的地名。
It's also an important piece of.
第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的。
A renewal which there is